I'm Marissa Melton. One abducted girl from the Nigerian town of Chibok has been freed and reunited with her parents 7 years after Boko Haram militants kidnapped her and more than 200 of her classmates. The news came from the governor of Nigeria's Borno state on Saturday. The raid on the school in the northeastern town one night in April 2014 sparked an international outcry. Governor Babagana Zulum said the girl and someone she married during her captivity surrendered themselves to the military 10 days ago. Zulum said government officials checked her identity and contacted her parents before making the public announcement. Some 270 girls were originally abducted by the Islamist group in 2014. Dozens have since been released, escaped, or been rescued. But about 113 of the girls are believed to still be held by the militant group. Zulum said reuniting the girl with her relatives raised hopes that others still in captivity will be found. He said the girl will receive psychological and medical care as part of a government rehabilitation program. The United States on Saturday condemned a thwarted plot to attack Myanmar's UN ambassador in New York, saying it fits a disturbing pattern of authoritarian leaders and their supporters seeking to persecute opponents. Two Myanmar citizens have been arrested in New York State for plotting with an arms dealer in Thailand who sells weapons to the Burmese military. They were allegedly plotting to kill or injure Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations, according to U.S. authorities on Friday. Ambassador Cha Mo-Tun, who represents Myanmar's elected civilian government, overthrown by the military in February,